it's very important to these platforms that they are able to sell you quality traffic. It's the linchpin of their business. But what happens is that, you know, fraudsters tend to be a step ahead. You know, I think we've all heard of zero-day exploits as the practice of finding out what's wrong and then immediately attacking it for your own personal gain. And, you know, once Google or Meta or somebody else in any platform makes an update, you better believe there's somebody out there trying to figure out how to exploit it. And we live and breathe this problem every day with a lot of very seasoned cybersecurity professionals researching and developing ways to stay ahead.
You're listening to E-commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Before today's episode, I have a question for you. How many marketing experiments have you done in the last 4 weeks? How about in the last year? Now look, if you're doing 7 or 8 figures in revenue on your website or more, and you're not doing conversion optimization, you're leaving a ton of cash on the table. You won't scale to the next level, and you're going to get your lunch eaten by the competition over the next 12 months. Now, our sponsor, Conversion Fanatics, runs thousands, I mean that, thousands of experiments each year for clients like Clorox, Burt's Bees, NBC Sports. We have a whole list here, Golf Channel, HarperCollins, ClickFunnels. I can rattle off a ton. There's an incredible amount of brands, including Shopify brands, that they run these experiments on. And what Conversion Fanatics does is that optimizes your Shopify store so you can get a lot more customers, scale up your traffic much faster, and see a lot more profit fall into your bottom line. And they make it easy, and they handle everything. So go to conversionfanatics.com for a free site proposal today and tell them E-commerce Fastlane sent you, because traffic without maximizing conversions, in my opinion, is sad. Well, hey there, my name is Steve Hutt. I'm Senior Merchant Success Manager here at Shopify, and welcome back to Season 5 of E-commerce Fastlane. Whether this is your first time listening or you're a weekly subscriber, I seriously appreciate the fact that you're taking time and listening to the show today. I know there's plenty of podcast choices in Shopify e-commerce and direct-to-consumer marketing, and just the fact that you're here today means the world to me, and I know it does for my featured guest. If this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show. We have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you likely are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. I also highly recommend to get the full value of today's episode that you click through from your podcast app to the show notes at ecommercefastlane.com. And there you'll find the full show transcript, the links, and then all the resources that we mentioned today. In today's episode, my guest is Lucas Rabinowitz, who's the Senior Director of Growth from a company called Check, and that's CHEQ.AI. And they're a go-to-market security company that really helps Shopify brands and other types of organizations to protect themselves from what's called the fake web. And I know we've kind of maybe anecdotally have heard about fake web and fake clicks and just all the fraud and things that are going on the internet. It's so interesting. I think today is going to open your mind about, okay, what is actually going on? And are brands, especially Shopify brands, are they being victim to the fact that maybe there's a lot of not real clicks just with bots and a lot of fraud and things like that? I think we're going to really unpack a lot of that. I think this is a topic that I know about a little bit. It's not been on my radar as much as it should be, because I think about the cost per acquisition challenges that brands are facing today, the ROAS challenges that people are facing today. I think part of it is the fact that a lot of the clicks, the money that you're spending to drive traffic, you think, to your website is actually fake. So that's really very interesting to me. So I want to unpack this big time today and help everybody listening. So hi, Lucas. Welcome to E-commerce Fastlane.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Oh, my pleasure. So it's so interesting about what Check is doing. I know you guys, I think early in the year, you even got a large kind of funding round. I think your Series C, I believe, from Tiger Global, which is kind of like, it's just like the real deal in kind of venture capitalists. So it seems that you know, there's a lot of smart, powerful people in the VC world understand that you're actually building something very unique and you're being very impactful. So I just would love to you to maybe share with my listeners today about, just on a high level first, about some of the main pain points that you're solving for, you know, Shopify brand specifically, but then just even wider other organizations that might be listening.
Absolutely. And I think you nailed it, that it's a really big problem. And what most people don't understand is the scale and scope of what the fake web is, which is just all these bots and fake users and malicious actors that have no intent to, you know, interact positively with your brand. And right now, about 500 million shoppers online are fake. That's more than the population of the United States. So this impacts everybody who's trying to do business online, and it impacts them pretty greatly. I mean, I think we saw this Black Friday in 2021. I think that's a day every e-commerce marketer has on their calendar. 1/3 of shoppers were fake in 2021 on Black Friday.
Wow.
And so numbers like that, the scale of it is enormous. And it's really kind of an interesting thing, like a history of how this all started. The first botnet out there was actually for good intent. It was a security researcher trying to alert people on the internet of holes in their security for their systems. They were using old versions of Telnet and deprecated versions of the internet. And once the technology gets out there, it starts to run wild in ways you can never imagine. And so it started with really good intent. And now we've gotten to the pandemic of the internet that we have today, where if you look at tweets by people like World of Statistics, which actually got retweeted out by Mark Benioff and Elon Musk and a bunch of other notable people, about 61.5% of the internet is these bots and fake users today. We were actually estimating last year at about 40%, but we've seen much higher estimations in 2022. And so it really is a really big problem that touches everyone who uses the internet.
Yeah, this is crazy. I like I said at the top of the show, I knew that there was a possibility that not every single click converts in it. And the reason I know that, because they're fake or bots, because when you actually look at session recordings, usually a lot of times like Hotjar and Full Story and Lucky Orange and these sort of kind of tools that a lot of Shopify brands connect, it's funny when you go and watch some of the where they're actually clicking, and it just doesn't make sense. It's not natural, and it's very clearly not a real human doing that. And so you see that, you're like, okay, but how do you block that? Great that we can see these session recordings. But now it sounds like Check is the tool that can actually help block a lot of that. I mean, I read your website, like 32% of the traffic, either direct or organic sources on retail sites, are invalid. Like that's a really serious problem, I believe.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. And it's an even bigger problem when you think about the statistics that, what is it, roughly 70% of e-commerce transactions start with an organic search. And
yes.
So 32% of that is fake to begin with. Right there, there's a big problem. And you're absolutely right. When you start to look at your website and how traffic is interacting with your website, you can start to see anomalies in your own traffic that may make you think, hey, maybe I should check these Check guys out.
Yeah.
And it could be something as simple. I've had customers come to me and say, hey, I had a daily budget on Google search or some other platform like that, and it was all gone before my customers woke up. It was drained at 4 a.m. Well, that's not a time where a real human is searching the internet and looking for a pair of sneakers. Not commonly, maybe college students, but that's about it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's one of the things you can do is look at your own data. And if it doesn't make sense, it probably isn't real. That's a pretty common sense approach, but it's very easy to do. And, you know, 4 a.m., $20 million spent, that's not a good thing. All these types of things are things you can look out for in your own data. And then we can obviously help you to determine the width and breadth of the problem for your organization.
That's lovely. So let's talk a little bit about the origin story of Check. I just would like to understand, I guess, how all the pieces came together with the founding team. Like, it's so interesting why people build what they build, right? So where did the desire and the expertise come from to even want to build this platform?
Yeah, well, our founders, actually, they came from a very extensive military cybersecurity background. And Israel is Unit 8200, which is, I guess, synonymous to our version of the NSA. And so they had a really deep technical knowledge of how all this stuff works on the internet. And they recognized that fake traffic is not just a geopolitical concern. It's actually a concern for every go-to-market organization in the world. And they noticed this real big gap that there really wasn't any company solving for the harm that the fake web causes. You know, traditional cybersecurity wasn't really focused on that. And so there were kind of vendors in the space that had these little niche solutions that did one piece of it. So there were some companies that would help combat click fraud, and that was all they did. And there were more general cybersecurity companies that would try to protect you from things like a DDoS, you know, just really uptime, business continuity issues.
Right.
And there were also, you know, companies that solved for maybe was an ad viewable, like was it above the fold, things of that nature. But there weren't really any companies out there that were solving for all the potential harm that the fake web can cause, from, you know, wasted ad budget to skewed data to, you know, essentially stores overrun by robots. I mean, just imagine a world where you walked into a Target and 40 to 60% of the shoppers were R2-D2 or C-3PO, and they're just bobbling around and they're knocking this inventory off the shelves. Then your real customers can't even see that it's there anymore because it's stuck in somebody's cart who is really just pushing it to the next aisle and leaving it there. And, you know, that's what's happening today. And that's kind of the impetus as to why we wanted to put a really big lens on this problem and help go-to-market teams solve that in a more holistic way.
Yeah. What's interesting is like why are there fake, like why are there bots, and why is there fake traffic? Because I guess I'm trying to look at it from the fraudster's perspective. Why have they created solutions and they are scraping and crawling and doing certain things? Like, what's the benefit to them to want to do this sort of thing that's impacting a Shopify brand?
We get asked that question almost every day. It's a great question. I think that is something that if you only understand one thing, is that bots are big business.
Okay.
And think about the software as a service business. That's almost how the bot industry works now, is that you can go and rent a bot farm or a click farm, and you can rent these for very low costs. You can rent them for as low as $20 to commit any malicious action that you want. Hmm. And so these bot masters, the people who run these botnets, they can actually create these bots. And one of the things a bot has to be able to do to be effective is get past your basic checks and balances. So they actually create these profiles. The bots are just programmed to act like a human. They interact with the internet. They click on an ad. They come to your website. They add something to cart. They leave. They do it again. They search. They do it again. And so that creates a profile. This bot is somewhat like you and I. They're like a human. And so now they have this historical record of being an internet entity that exists. And now this bot can be used to carry out more malicious actions. And so sometimes you're just collateral damage and you're not actually the target of what's happening, but these bot masters need their bots to be reputable enough to actually carry out fraud. And so they have these options. And you might even see certain types of malwares that you can buy that are actually run like a business, malware as a service. You have different kind of add-ons you can buy for a few $1,000s. You want a credit card scraper? You got it. For another couple $1,000s, I'll drain your competitor's ads with a clickbot program. And it really is a big business out there. And some of these things are run like Fortune 500 organizations. It's quite incredible what people can accomplish when they put their mind to nefarious deeds.
It kind of reminds me of the SEO world too, because they always talk about having really poor backlink profile. And sometimes it's competitors that are linking to, you know, from poor websites to their competitors, just so they can kind of devalue the trust and authority of a competitor's URL. That goes down another whole rabbit hole of like, well, how do I remove? And there is a removing option, or at least telling Google, please, like, these links we don't commend and we want them removed from, you know, your algorithm giving us the, you know, whatever value you're giving to them, we want them removed because we don't believe they're offering any value, or we never added them on. And so it's very interesting. There's a lot of problems going on kind of online when it comes to these sort of things.
Yeah, it's very widespread. And I think for e-commerce, it's an even bigger concern, just because you think about the attack surface of an e-commerce company. They want to drive people in. They're putting a lot of effort to getting people in. And cybersecurity is very often focused on keeping the right people out. And so that's, by its very nature, opposite goals. And e-commerce, especially with all the technology running on your site, all the personalization tools running on your site, the payment processors running on your site, there's a lot that a fraudster could try to target. You know, one of the largest fraudsters in the history of, I think, the internet might be this guy, Roman Seleznev. He was really stealing a lot of credit card info from e-commerce brands, from restaurants. And he was just doing it by implanting malware, putting a bot on your site, a Trojan would convert. And credit card data is pretty uniform. It's 16 digits. We all know that. Uh-huh. And, you know, then there's a delimiter and an expiration code. It's not like it's really hard to find in a data set. And so he was actually scraping all these sites and made off with millions and millions of dollars until the U.S. Secret Service finally took him down for credit card fraud. But that's also what's at play here. There's real money that you could get by getting a bot on somebody's site. And looking for the right piece of info.
I see. What's interesting, though, about this, how it's impacting Shopify customers, because that's the thing that I really want to hone in on now, because there's a lot of founders and a lot of marketing people that are listening right now. And they're like, okay, if this is the reality, what's going on, and I want to kind of block as much as I can of that, because I want to make sure that my money that's being spent on Google and on Facebook, that it's actually impactful of like real people. So can you walk us through a little bit about like what happens when a Shopify brand, I guess, installs your app? I think it's called ClickSees. Let's talk about this particular app and kind of what happens once it's installed. And then like maybe under the hood a little bit, just on a high level about kind of what happens and, you know, what does the data show that your application is actually doing for them?
So what we actually do, and the app we have in the Shopify store, you're correct, is checked by ClickSees by Check. And what actually happens when you connect that to things like your Google AdWords account and to your Facebook Business Manager, it scans every incoming click to determine the validity of that click. And then if we find there to be something untoward with it, we can add it to a block list. And there's a couple of different ways that we can do that. So Google actually offers some really great tools through exclusion lists. So you can exclude people's IP addresses from seeing future ads, so you don't waste any future budget on that invalid actor. When you think about how these invalid users work, they usually come back more than once. Our data says they'll come back between 2.5 and 3.5 times per IP address. And so being able to prevent future waste is very important in order to be able to use your advertising budget effectively. And there's different tools baked into those platforms that we connect to via API to exclude these users from future advertising efforts. We can even connect just straight to your WordPress website and have that be a way that we can identify them on their site. So if they came to you through LinkedIn or through TikTok or through a different platform, we would still be able to identify that on your site and kick that user out if they're a fraudulent bot.
It's interesting. I wonder if Google and Meta, like, do they have tools kind of baked in? Because it would seem like, even though you're an external tool and you're kind of building your thing up and you're understanding this fake web, I'm sure Google and Meta are getting feedback from their customers, like Shopify brands, who are spending all their money to, you know, top of funnel, trying to acquire net new visitors and customers. Like, what are they doing on their side to kind of maybe help mitigate some of this fraud?
They're doing a pretty good job, I would say. Google and Meta specifically are leading the industry. It's just a very hard problem to solve. And Google actually goes so far as to refund you automatically when they identify something. So a lot of people will see those invalid clicks automatically refunded from Google. It's very important to these platforms that they are able to sell you quality traffic. It's the linchpin of their business. Mm-hmm. But what happens is that, you know, fraudsters tend to be a step ahead. You know, I think we've all heard of zero-day exploits as the practice of finding out what's wrong and then immediately attacking it for your own personal gain. And, you know, once Google or Meta or somebody else in any platform makes an update, you better believe there's somebody out there trying to figure out how to exploit it. And we live and breathe this problem every day with a lot of very seasoned cybersecurity professionals researching and developing ways to stay ahead. And so that's where we come in. We try to bridge that gap as to the wonderful work these platforms are doing. But, you know, when 61.5% of the internet, according to World of Statistics, is fake, you know, it's a very hard problem to keep up with. And that's why customers turn to Check to protect their go-to-market organization.
Today's episode was brought to you by Conversion Fanatics. If you're doing 7 or 8 figures or more on your Shopify store and you're not doing conversion optimization, you're definitely leaving cash on the table. Now, the team at Conversion Fanatics, as I mentioned, runs thousands of site experiments every year for clients like Clorox, Burt's Bees, NBC Sports, and so many more. They optimize your site so you can get a lot more customers, scale up your traffic faster, and see a lot more profit. And they make it easy, and they handle everything. So go to conversionfanatics.com for a free site proposal and tell them e-commerce Fastlane sent you, because as I said, traffic without conversions is sad. All right, go check them out, conversionfanatics.com. This is like, my mind is blown. I've been scrambling out a bunch of notes here because it's you know, me being merchant facing, and I'm here to be a trusted advisor and just like help brands to grow and scale. And, you know, this is a topic that it just has not come on any of my conversations other than fraud itself, like how to avoid chargebacks and these sorts of things. Those conversations come up. And I think there's other tools out there that You know, like you said, there's kind of the one-off that can kind of do certain things, whatever that is. And if it's, you know, avoiding, you know, actual payment fraud and, you know, things that are medium risk, and then an actual human has to go and interact with the transaction and then decide if it's going to be approved or not. And then if you get coverage, those sorts of things I've dealt with on this podcast in the past. But let's maybe unpack a story a bit, because I think that's where it resonates the most with people that listen to the show. And you know, I don't know if you can put me on the spot here. It would be great just to understand a brand, or maybe even anecdotally some brands about, hey, they understood that maybe there's a problem. They've implemented the solution. Now you have an enterprise solution more on the check.ai side. And then you also have the Shopify kind of click cease option through the Shopify app. So maybe you can kind of just talk about the differences between the two sides of your platform, and then maybe a little quick story or two around implementing the solution and kind of what happened after they implemented it.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the Check Click See solution in the Shopify App Store, which is a fantastic place to start. And what that does is it enables protection on Facebook, on Google, and on WordPress websites to really cover a large piece of the internet that a lot of Shopify brands would be starting with. So it's, like I said, fantastic place to get started. And you know, we actually have brands where there's one we were working with that was a very niche e-commerce player. They were selling parts, especially machine parts for like auto goods. And think about more niche players there where they have specific types of parts, German cars, kind of European cars coming into market. And they had a problem where they were actually suffering as a business to the point where they weren't sure they could continue. They told us that, you know, most of our, we don't get a whole lot of repeat business. This is very niche. We acquire through paid search, we acquire through social. And when our ROAS goes through the roof, it makes it very difficult for us to continue on. And they were losing thousands of dollars a day to nobody, basically. And he had a pretty good idea who it was. He thought it was a competitor because it was a very small industry. And it turned out he was right. So we actually did the scan through Check Click Cease, and were able to identify, you know, certain areas that these clicks were coming through and put rules in place to stop the overclicking that was happening from that competitive solution. So it looked like his competitor bought a ClickBot, which is like a $20 program you can get on the dark web, and you can make it click on certain keywords over and over again. And so that was a very tactical solution we solved for. And we see this all the time. You know, we have a, you know, optical retailer, so they sell eyeglasses online, where they just had a real supposition that something wonky was going on. Their metrics looked a little off. They were seeing traffic come from geos they weren't used to selling in, like Morocco, for instance. They had a real targeted group of people interested in American eyeglasses from Morocco, which was not their normal target market.
Right.
So we were able to identify this with them and able to put 16,000 clicks back in their funnel every month on the same budget, but just by putting some blocking rules in place there. So it was really successful. And that could be, you know, hundreds to thousands of transactions depending on that person's conversion funnel. So that's a really big impact.
Yeah, no, this is amazing. And anything else that's notable that you can share?
Yeah, I think you did mention we have the enterprise platform as well. And I want everyone to know that it's not just a Google and Facebook problem. We can solve the problem no matter where it exists. And so, you know, if you want to scan your traffic across more channels on check.ai, we can help you out across, you know, TikTok, LinkedIn, whatever channel you might be spending on. But it's not just about paid ads. It's about the security of your website. You know, you don't want bots converting on your site, messing with your data, messing with your analytics. I think we've actually seen that the data side of things is actually almost more expensive than the advertising side of things. We saw the Harvard Business Review just posted this year that bad data is costing US businesses $3 trillion per year right now. If you have 32% of organic and direct visits as fraudulent or invalid in some way, that's going to have a big impact on how you decide to optimize your campaigns, your website, and potentially to Shopify customers, even your merchandise. You know, when I work with retailers, they want to advertise for the highest margin items, and that's where they can really afford to. And if all your data is skewed from that perspective, it gets really hard to make the right decision about what product to even feature in your advertising.
Right. I'm just going through the walkthrough now of adding the Click Cease product. And so in my demo store, so maybe you can actually just walk us through. So once someone is logged into their admin, they click on apps, it pops open, we type in Click Cease or check.ai, and it comes up on the screen. So I'm following along now. Let us know what's going to happen once the app is installed. Like, what's the next steps that's going on in the background?
Yeah, you'll be asked to approve it from the Google admin side. So you'll get Google advertising access. You'll approve the Check Click Cease solution. Same thing on the Facebook Business Manager side. And then what that does is it starts linking us to the clicks that are coming from your account so we can scan them. And when we identify something as invalid for Google specifically, I'll start with, we actually add the relevant IP address to their exclusion list. So Google can exclude IPs from certain campaigns. And that allows us to stop showing ads to that IP address in the future on Google. And we can get all the way down to the user ID in our enterprise platform, but Clixies operates on IP. And in Facebook, we do the same thing, and we enable this protection for every individual ad set in the business manager, and we'll add those Facebook users to negative targeting audiences to make sure we stop showing ads to those fraudulent users there as well. Mm-hmm. And so that's essentially the mechanics. There's a lot of prioritization of these things that happens in the background. So obviously, the most critically identified users that are committing lots of fraudulent offenses, we're going to block them for longer than somebody who maybe only committed one or two offenses, for example. So what I mean by offenses is, am I who I say I am? Am I in the geolocation I say I'm in? Am I hiding behind a VPN from Morocco, or am I sitting here exposed in New Jersey telling you who I really am? Those are different scenarios. And our software prioritizes those because those lists are limited. Google only allows you to exclude 500 IPs per campaign. And so our software helps you prioritize that as well.
I see. Is there any time that you've heard that maybe you're blocking too much traffic? Because I guess that's the next thing that brands might think of. Like, okay, fair enough. There's a lot of bad actors out there. And, you know, your solution obviously is able to help that, which increases the, you know, reduces the CPA and, you know, it helps reduce their ROAS. But what happens when you're kind of over protection, or are there checks and balances in there too that, you know, that you can alert a brand and saying, hey, we've noticed that maybe we're blocking too much now and we're going to pull back the throttle a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Given our business, that's a core concern of ours. And we always want to err on the side of being conservative as a result. And so with our check detection engine, there's really almost 0% opportunity for that to happen. Our accuracy rate's like 999 point how many nines do you want to put in there? It's pretty darn high. Yeah. With our check Clixies solution, you actually have a lot of control over those manual toggles in terms of how you want to block the traffic. And we have a CS team that helps you dial those in to make sure you have it set up correctly for your business. But we absolutely have some backstops in place as well. Without getting too technical, you know, there's some whitelisting stuff we can help you do to add as a backstop. Google has a block list, it also has a whitelist. And so we can work on both sides of that to make sure we're letting the real human users in. And we have a whole team of experts to help you with that as part of the package. And on check.ai, like I mentioned, you know, you can go there and it's deadly accurate. There's really no cause for concern.
Lovely. I was reading an article that actually you have on your website that was like a PDF download about, you know, how bots and fake users kind of pollute kind of the e-commerce funnels. And some of the words that were brought up, they use the word like IVT, like invalid traffic. I'm going to make sure this link goes in the show notes so people can, you know, learn more about this one. But it just seems interesting to me that there's a lot of this invalid kind of both on paid marketing, you know, just shopper traffic, just invalid traffic on cart abandonment. I mean, it seems like a lot of things are being affected. Is there anything you can kind of maybe just in a high level talk about this check report? And is there anything that we've, you know, that you haven't already told us that maybe we can find in this report?
Well, yeah, absolutely. When you think about all the different forms of IVT or invalid traffic, as you mentioned, there's different levels of invalid traffic and different types. You know, you have, I think, things like, you know, Google indexes the internet to search engine. It needs to do that. Every search engine needs to do that. That's, you know, not going to convert on your website, but it's traffic that you need. Then there's things like the botnets, the click farms, you know, proxy servers, like we've mentioned, that's a little more malicious.
Yeah.
And the way that actually impacts an e-commerce business is, one, the advertising side. We expect e-commerce sites to lose $2.34 billion to invalid clicks this year. So that in and of itself is pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
But when you also think about all the other ways that this can really impact specifically a Shopify store or an e-commerce owner, you know, it's going to take up a lot of valuable resources. You know, some of your tools that you put on your site will be session-based. And so if you have invalid requests constantly gumming up the works, that's not going to be a good thing and can actually affect your software bills as a result. It also could potentially cause you to make bad decisions with inventory. So if you see a lot of traffic coming to certain items, but that traffic isn't real, now you've made decisions about how to actually stock your store based on the fake web, which has now kind of caused you to make a suboptimal decision. Now you're going to hold that inventory longer if it turns out you didn't need it. And there's also things about just, you know, how you actually operate your go-to market. You know, what are you advertising for? What are you optimizing your blog around? What are the things that you're talking about? And you're going to make those decisions based on what's happening in your ads, based on where you see people falling off in your funnel. Are they always abandoning cart for a certain item, or is a bot abandoning cart at a really high rate? It starts to really call into question, you know, your decision-making in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, well, at least 30% of your decision-making, knowing that that 30-some percent is fake, because I was thinking about the personalization tools. I mean, we always talk about one-to-one personalization on page, and then with machine learning and AI kind of doing its thing in the background, so that almost implies now, for those listening, that 30-some percent of the data that's being ingested by these on-page tools are actually incorrectly making decisions on behalf of real customers moving forward. You know what I
mean? That's the scary part, right? Yeah. When the machines take over in many different ways about personalization decisions and other things, the data needs to be deadly accurate. And I think one of the things we're really excited about is our data and analytics products that we've released over the past couple of months, just to help retailers and e-commerce companies alike get a much better view as to reality, what is true north. And I always tell the people that I talk to on a daily basis that if you went off into Yosemite and mounted your compass on a magnetic mount and said, I'll find my way home later, don't worry about it, you're going to be walking in circles all day. And it's kind of the same thing when you're relying on a data set that hasn't been cleaned of invalid traffic. You don't really know where north is in that scenario.
I see. One thing about pricing, I think it's kind of important just so people know kind of how you fit in the mix. So with the Click Cease product, what are some of the options for a brand that has like one URL? Just would like to understand the pricing model.
Yeah, super affordable. It's a SaaS business, so it's going to be a recurring subscription. On the Check Click Cease side of our business, it starts as low as $59 per month. So if you have one URL, you're an upstart e-com brand, you've got a really cool new product line, and you just want to tell the world about it, and you're starting your campaigns, that's a great spot for you. Let's say you're somebody more like a Purple Mattresses, you're spending, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars on these types of things, then you should reach out to us via check.ai, and we can actually look at your traffic because that tool is more based on the volumes we see on your site. But yeah, it's a wide range. And so for one URL, a couple thousand clicks per month, it would be around $59 a month. A lot of our more advanced Check Click Cease customers also opt for, you know, what we call bot zapping, which would be, you know, looking at the actual bots on your website. And so that would be just based on your website traffic, but
yeah,
pretty wide range. And it's available on clickcease.com/pricing. You could see the pricing for that solution as well if you're interested.
Okay, lovely. I'll put that in the show notes so everybody knows more about that. Now, what about the future for the product? I mean, your app is fairly new. I think it's starting to grow in your reviews and ratings. And, you know, that's the reason why we're getting you on the show today, because I want to kind of let people know in the Shopify world that you exist. You know, you have an app, but I think this show is going to open up the floodgates a little bit about that you are available. I think people are going to take you up on, you know, certainly a free trial and kind of get started. But where do you see the product progressing as far as the Shopify connection?
That's the most exciting part, is I think we've just begun this fight against the fake web. And when you think about all the different things we just spoke about today, you know, advertising dollars were one of them and a natural place to start as a company because there's such, you know, easy to understand ROI. But when you think about the other things we're evolving into, which is more holistic website protection, like what I'm talking about is zapping a bot from any source off your site. When we're thinking about how we can clean your data, that's a newer development in terms of how can we identify that in your data set and help that get funneled back to your decision-making tools, whether that's a, you know, a Tableau or a Domo or a Datorama, whatever you're using. But then there's also kind of more future-facing things, continuing the fight against the fake web by people who maybe aren't bots, but are humans trying to commit malicious actions against you. And that might be a little harder to identify, but that's where we're going. We want to fight the fake web wherever and however it impacts your business. And we're really just getting started over here. So that's what we're working on now. And I think there's a lot more to come in the next few months and years that will really blow everybody away.
Yeah, this is lovely. Thank you so much for that. So where do you want to, like, what's the call to action now? Like, where do you want to send our listeners today to learn more and to potentially get this Click Cease product added to their admin so they can take a look at kind of what kind of threat levels they're at and how they can start blocking some of this fake traffic?
The Shopify App Store is a fantastic place to start. You know, we're in there, Check Click Cease. We offer free trials, and someone from our team is happy to help you interpret those results. So if I had to tell everybody to do one thing, it would just be make yourself aware. You know, the number one thing within security is awareness, and you have to be aware of the problem to solve it. And so please do yourself a favor, whether or not you want to work with us, figure out if you're being affected by the fake web, because unfortunately, most people are. And we do offer that 7-day free trial on Check Clixis, and that's available right there on the Shopify App Store or at clixis.com.
Okay, perfect. And I'll also make sure I'll put some links to some of your resources and things, because you have, like I said, that bots and fake users in e-commerce, that report. I'll make sure I put a link to that so people can download that and learn more. And yeah, I mean, 7 days is more than enough. You're obviously spending money driving net new visitors to your website, either through Google or through Facebook. And knowing that, at least your tool will identify and scan in real time and understand kind of where do you sit right now. And then, you know, I'm sure with your success team, we can actually talk about, well, what's the upside now? Because I think that's the big thing that I'm excited about is that, you know, people have an ad spend. It could be $100 a day. It could be, you know, thousands of dollars per day in driving net new visitors to their site. But the reality is they're not all net new visitors. They're actually fake. At least 30-some% is fake. And so it'd be nice to run that 7-day trial. And then someone on your team can look back and go, okay, just so you know, you fit in the same mix of kind of what we see in most commerce brands around that 30% of the traffic is fake. We have now blocked that. That freed up your ad spend now to be able to drive more real traffic to your website. Now, what does that mean to your bottom lines? I think that's the ROI question that I think people are going to realize, you know, even just after a 7-day trial.
You're absolutely right. And that one, you know, eyewear retailer we were talking about before, where we actually reduced their invalid click rate by 67%. And so that was a huge win. And sometimes it's only, you know, 5% or 3% or 2%. But either way, knowing is half the battle, probably more than half the battle. And so, like you're saying, our CS team is more than happy to help you figure out how you're being impacted and what we can do to mitigate that. And it could be quite substantial for your business. And you know, we always hope there's no problem, but we're here to fight it if there is.
All right. That's awesome. Well, Lucas, thank you so much for coming on the show today. And, you know, as you likely know, like Shopify really is on a mission to make commerce better for everyone. And for me, it was just very clear that you guys are also in tight alignment. You really do want to help Shopify brands to improve their marketing spend for sure by blocking this 30-some% of the fake web. Like, it's just pretty epic. This is what you're doing. I'm glad you have this app so people, this Clixis app, so people can actually try it for 7 days for free and just see what your tool is finding. And then from there, the CS team can figure out moving forward. It seems very affordable for the upside that you get of making sure that you get mostly real traffic versus cutting out that 30-some%. So I just want to thank you for taking time and sharing your knowledge and your vision and, you know, more importantly, just kind of giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
Well, thank you, Steve. And we appreciate your partnership in helping us, you know, educate people on the fake web. And we hope that everyone helps take action against it.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.